Peter. How was your run today?
Hi, Brian. I can tell you how my run was today, but before I do that, tell me why you sound so different.
Do I sound like I have a Philly accent? I've been here for over 24 hours, so I'm surprised I don't already have the classic Philly accent.
I love that you're calling in from the city of brotherly love because you're away on business, and yet this show still matters to you. I appreciate that. Your work ethic is strong.
Peter, I'm so business right now, I'm literally wearing a tie.
That's odd. Is it a how is your tie today?
And not sneakers.
HWYR tie today.
Ooh, now there's a hot sales item right there.
Yeah, it's not happening. My run today was good, Brian. Thank you for asking. Thank you for calling in. It was a short workout, only about 20 or so minutes, trying to work on my speed. I got my I was running a sub nine actually for me, which is rare. I was right on the edge of it. It was like about 8:56 mile. But I got two of them in there because I'm trying to get my speed up just so I can have presentable numbers for the BAA 10K that you and I are both running on Sunday. But what are you doing on Saturday just before that?
Well, I am running the 10K with you, and the day before that I'm running a 5K trail race at the Cordova Museum and Sculpture Park in lovely Lincoln, Massachusetts. So those will be my first two races of the year, actually.
Oh, that's right.
Back-to-back, so that's right. Going to be a lot of fun.
But then...
So, you know, I'm tapering this week, Peter.
So there's been no running in Philly, or what's your story?
Oh, no, I was up early this morning and ran to the Philadelphia Art Museum from my hotel and ran up the famous Rocky Steps and raised my arms in triumph before I ran back down the steps and then ran back to my hotel to then do what I've done too often, probably a lot of people do, which is go for a nice run early in the morning, get back to my hotel, see my laptop sitting there, open it to start looking at email at 6:45 in the morning, and then, you know, 45 minutes later, get up from my laptop, and I'm stiff and achy because, like a dum-dum, I came right in for my run and sat down for 45 minutes because I got sucked into my laptop and didn't stretch or do adequate walking or anything else. So let that be a lesson to you, Peter.
Well, that's an important lesson for me because I'm experiencing right now some severe stiffness in what I would call my calf and Achilles tendon area on my left leg, and I'm
roll it out.
That's what I'm hearing is the key to do. So, and I did a deep tissue massage just myself lying down last night, and it definitely helped. But it's I definitely find sitting at the desk all day. And if I cross my legs, that's a major mistake. So I try to keep both feet on the floor and move around quite a bit. But I don't know why I'm experiencing this now. It's something I haven't had before, so I don't know what that is.
Well, you may have tightness somewhere, and that's how it's presenting itself. Definitely keep up with stretching. Apply the foam roller if you can.
Do you know who I'm going to ask this question to very shortly? Is going to be Dr. Rebecca.
I can't wait to have her on and have listener questions.
Speaking of future shows, Brian, our next real big interview is going to be with a fan of the show and Franciscan priest, Father Dan Horan.
I can't wait.
Who's also, I'm going to call him an elite runner. I don't know if he'll say that, but everything I've read about him, he seems to be. And we're going to be very lucky to have him, hopefully in a week or so, for people to listen to.
Fantastic. I think he's going to be a really good guest. And he's someone that came to us via the WGBH 26.2 videos for the Boston Marathon a few months ago.
That's right.
So
yeah.
That's exciting, getting the word out.
And speaking of getting the word out, have you seen people's reaction to things you can't unsee while you run?
Well, Peter, I think we've learned a valuable lesson. First off, if you want people to listen to your podcast, don't put pictures of dead animals as your promo.
I feel single-handedly responsible. Now, to be fair.
Don't use a dead bird as the leading promotion for your show. But no, Sarah White wrote in. She said, 5 beautiful mile run in Westerly, Rhode Island. But I always manage to see bottles tossed on the roadside with what looks like yellow or brown liquid. Gag, just thinking about what it might be. And I've seen those bottles.
Okay, that's...
Where I run and you shudder to think what might be in there, or the events that might have caused that to happen.
Okay, so we just lost Sydney as a listener because she doesn't want to hear any of that. Speaking of that,
Sydney, I disagree with that practice. It's awful.
Well, that's she'll be glad to hear that. Now, speaking of Sydney, we're going to get her on the line, and hopefully it will sound a little bit better than you sound right now, Brian. But that's coming up in a future show, too, very soon. So look forward to Brian and Sydney trying to come to an official understanding on some serious issues about running.
That will be a summit for the ages.
It certainly will. I just want to take a step back, Brian. In my defense, the artistic image that was used on last week's episode, and we're talking about episode 34 last week, people, called Bird Burden. I was on my way home, walking, and I was looking around trying to get pictures, believe it or not, of live birds, because I think that's fun. And there were many birds about, but they weren't staying still long enough for my phone to get anything usable. And I just happened on the sidewalk to come across a dead bird. I believe it was a starling, and I know it's sad. I feel bad that the bird was dead. But once again, something's going on with me, and I'm seeing dead animals.
Just to prove the point that you are a dead bird magnet.
Yeah, and I feel really bad that I am. So hopefully what I think is I took that photo and...
Do you think you've broken the curse, Peter?
I think I have undone whatever mojo was thrown on me, yeah. I hope so.
Thank goodness.
I hope so. But now I'm going to see giant bottles of liquid... all over the place.
And full of odd liquid.
And that's going to bum me out.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
But people have been great on social media. We're going to try that every Saturday. So people, please, if you are out and about on Saturday or Sunday, we sort of let the thread go as far as it can go. And all we ask is just tell us where you are, what kind of run you had. I'd like to know the temperature and other kind of weather conditions. And it's just kind of a fun thing to do. And also, if you have medical questions that you'd like Dr. Rebecca to answer, because we're trying to build up for that segment. And let's see what else. Brian, do you have any other anecdotes from Philadelphia that we should know about?
I only have an anecdote that I was having a casual conversation with some people I had just met. I'm at a convention where you meet folks in the industry that you work in, and met somebody, and we're talking about work-related issues, and she said, "Oh, I hear you're a runner." And then sort of the verbal floodgates open, and I found out that not only is she a runner, but she qualified for Boston on the Galloway run-walk method, the Jeff Galloway run-walk
method. Oh, yeah.
She's run 5 Leadville ultramarathons.
Whoa.
And over the last 25 years, at this point now, at the age of 60, has reduced her race calendar to just 1 full marathon and 2 ultras a year.
Well, that's pretty impressive. I mean, I could see why she'd have to pull back, yeah.
And she does, you know, she's only down to 1 24-hour race a year where she comes out at about 75 miles, where she used to be well over 100. And she may or may not know the Barkley Marathon people. And the most interesting tidbit about running in Wyoming that I found out, because that's where she lives, outside of Cheyenne, Wyoming,
yeah,
is that she has to run with a pistol. And I was beginning to believe that all of her stories may have been cockamamie until she said, "The reason I carry a pistol is because of the wolves and mountain lions." And then she pulls out her phone and shows me a picture of a mountain lion that was outside of her cabin door. And I said, "Oh, boy, that was..."
That's
different than running on the Esplanade.
Well, I have a couple questions there just in relation to this woman's story. I get why she carries a pistol. I think that's probably a smart move. Did she tell you where she keeps it? Like, does she holster it? Is it like a back holster?
We didn't get into that. That's a good question.
Because I don't even like to go with my smartphone.
One of those Get Smart shoes. They're running sneakers. You can shoot out of your sneakers or something like that.
No, because in all seriousness, I don't even like to run. I run with a Nano that's 1 inch by 1 inch, and it just fits in the inside pocket of my shorts. But like, I don't ever run with my phone. Maybe she has like a shoulder strap or an arm strap.
I know she does trail runs, and think about it, Peter. She's running way longer. She's running 3, 4, 5 hours at a clip. So she probably has a backpack.
She must.
Sandwiches in there.
Ton of water.
You probably need couple of gallon or a couple of liters of water anyway. You might need a change of clothes, a portable shower.
And did you say how old she was when she started?
In her late 30s.
So there's hope for us yet.
It was one of those stories where she actually came to watch I think a relative run Boston and sort of said, well, I could probably do that. And away she went.
That's interesting. And it's interesting she used the Galloway method, the run walk. That's good.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was the first person I've met that's actually been successful in not only being able to complete a marathon, but actually qualify. What she said was that she runs a sub 8, or she runs for about 7:45 and then walks for a full minute to keep it under a 9-minute mile, which is about what you have to do to qualify.
Well, that's exciting.
And depending on your age.
Well, all right. I won't keep you any longer because I know you have many social functions to get to because you're wearing a tuxedo right now.
Suave to the end. Peter, I'm going to verbal right now.
Oh, wow.
That I am going to again run to the rocky steps of the Philadelphia Art Museum tomorrow morning, and there I will encounter the Philadelphia Tribe of November Project.
Holy cow.
Morning.
By chance, do you happen to be wearing your How Is Your Run Today tech shirt?
By chance, I will have it, yes.
All right, good. If you can do any kind of photo, as you know, we love to put things on social media, Brian.
It would be totally sweet.
Speaking of How Is Your Run Today tech shirts, we are in the process of about to order many more, and we would like to know from people if there are specific colors people would like to see. Right now, Brian, what color would you describe our shirt?
Oh, I'd call it a dark blue with a silver logo and lettering.
Yes.
And we can do many different color combinations, but if there's a need or a desire for a different color, let us know other than blue.
And people can just send us emails. We are at hwyrt.com. There's a link right there where you can send an email to tell us something or to order a shirt or to just bother us in general. Plus, you can, of course, listen to the latest episodes from that spot. Brian, do you have anything else you want to say before we wrap up?
Yep. Join us on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, this has been episode 35 of How Was Your Run Today with Peter Villa and
Brian Gould calling in from Philadelphia.
Music by Jeff Cronenberg. Anna Brooks is our social media guru. Andrea Bonnie Gould is our artist in residence. Folks, if you want to send us a message, please go to hwyrt.com. Send us an email through the link there or head on over to howisyourruntoday@gmail.com. You can also find us on all social media platforms. We need your feedback. Send us medical questions. Send us things you can't unsee. Tell us about apps that we should app up on.
Peter, I'm not running from Philadelphia to Boston. I'm going to fly.
All right. But it would probably be quicker if you ran.
The security line would be shorter.
Brian, have a good run tomorrow in Philly.
Thank you, Peter.
See you when you get back. Bye. See you, everybody.
I just had a cheesesteak. It was magnificent.